Hi, welcome to the EEV blog, an electronics engineering video blog of interest to anyone involved in electronics design. I'm your host, Dave Jones. Hi, it's time for another drive time rant. Now, this time around, I'm doing a bit of an experiment because I've got a new Asden brand wireless mic. It's not generally for this drive time rant, but I thought I'd try it anyway. So I've got this little lavalier microphone here, and I thought I'd give it a go. So I have no idea if the audio is going to work, but let's try it. Anyway, I thought it'd be mailbag time, and this is where I answer some email that I've gotten that instead of just sending a personal reply or just ignoring them because I don't have enough time, I thought they were interesting questions that would be of interest to more than just them. So I thought I'd answer them. Now, sorry I forget usernames and things like that. I'm hopeless, so I can't remember who posted these in. But the first one is that somebody emailed in and said, I'm a student in Australia studying engineering, going to finish soon, and should they stay in Australia or go overseas to work? And I thought that was a really interesting question. And they also wanted to know what the state of the electronics industry in Australia was. Now, I thought that was really interesting too. Now, I don't have a prepared answer for this, but I've always been of the general opinion, been saying it for many years, that the electronics industry in Australia is going downhill. But this is what has been for the last 20, 30 years. And in terms of manufacturing, that is correct, because we used to manufacture a whole bunch of stuff here, our own TVs and consumer goods and stuff like that. And, well, we still do manufacture some white goods and stuff like that, but really, as everyone knows, the entire industry has changed over the last 20-odd years or so. It's now all outsourced and all the manufacturing's in China and whatnot. And, it's not really the fact that Australia's industry has gone downhill in that respect. It's just the natural global shift in the industry towards China. So nothing unusual there. But is the Australian electronics industry any good? And from a design perspective, I'd say yes, it still is. There's still some excellent design opportunities in Australia, and there always have been. And there's been quite a bit of resurgence lately in this. Because China's actually becoming quite expensive, and also a lot of design is going to China, but it's still there's a lot of change that's happening in most countries, I think, where, you know, they're trying to keep design in-house. Like in the US, they're trying to pull back all the R&D back into the country and to manufacture things in the US. Well, that's happening in Australia too. So you could say there's almost a little mini boom on at the moment for electronics engineers. Now, as always, as an electronics design engineer, there will always be a niche market and a niche job for you if you're good. I mean, there's just no doubt about that. You could easily have some interesting work and have a good career here in Australia. But that being said, I haven't answered this person's question, should they go overseas to work? And my simple answer to that is yes, do it while you're young and to get the experience, and travel while you can. Because not only from from an interesting, experience kind of aspect to it, living and working in another country, but mark my words, okay, the next oil crisis is coming, right? It's cometh. And peak oil is here, make no mistake about it. And if you think that the world is going to be the same this is a general rant here, sorry, I'm getting a bit askew, but I've got to say it, it's one of my pet topics. If you think that the industry is going to be, if you think that it's going to be, our lifestyle is going to be the same in 15, 20 years, you are kidding yourself. Oil is going to get massively more expensive. Oil is dirt cheap. For those dickheads who complain about the price of oil, you have no friggin' idea. Trust me, you're an absolute and utter dickhead. Now, it's going to get a lot more expensive. And, you know, international travel is the cheapest it will ever be. So get out. If you're young, get out, travel the world and experience things before it's, you know, it becomes too expensive to do that. Now, if you can get a job that will pay for, that involves travel, an engineering job that involves travel, and there's quite a lot of them in niche markets and big markets everywhere. You don't have to just be in sales to get and, you know, to get a job with travel. Then take it. Take it with both hands and make somebody else pay for you traveling around the world. There'll be nothing better that you'll ever do in your whole life. I guarantee it. Now, I've lived and worked in Sydney all my life. I got my first job when I was 17 in Sydney, and I'm still here, and this is where I live, and this is where I want to live, and this is where I work. And I've traveled a few times for work here and there, but generally I've had to pay my own way. And, well, that's not nearly as fun as having work pay for it. So, yeah, I highly recommend just get out there and do it. Now, if you're going overseas, go overseas and work. I'd recommend going overseas and try and get a job at a big company, because if you want to work in a niche little company, you can do that here in Australia. In fact, that's probably all you're going to get here in Australia is niche industries. I mean, there's so many more opportunities in, say, the US and Europe than there are here in Australia. If you think that, you know, you can have a career in Australia designing oscilloscopes for Agilent, well, you know, it's just not going to happen. You know, there's jobs are more niche in Australia. The markets are more niche. You might work end up working for a little medical devices company or a small engineering company or making their own niche little products or something like that. But there are no, generally speaking, there are no huge, no, well, there's not too many huge players here in Australia. I can name a couple. You know, Dolby have their research labs here in Sydney. Canon do a lot of this. Canon have their research labs here in Sydney as well. They do a lot of stuff and things like that. But, you know, generally speaking, you'll get a lot more opportunity overseas. And that's just obvious, the nature of, you know, living and working in Australia. There's nothing new there at all. So, yeah, get out while you can. So the industry in Australia is still pretty good. Now, probably the end of that rant. Now, the second mailbox, I hope I've helped you there, by the way. This is just a stream of consciousness rant. Now, the second mailbox, once again, I forget the username, sorry, but they messaged me and they said I study mechatronics. And I'm having a hard time fitting in, and you know, people sort of leave me out because I don't sort of specialize in anything. I think that was the general gist of his question, and specifically asked how can I prepare myself for working in the real world. Now, this just doesn't go for mechatronics, but I'll give you my view, opinion of the mechatronics industry now. Well, mechatronics is it's a very good field to study. It combines electronics, mechanical stuff. Now, I'm an electronics design engineer, but I've worked on my fair share of mechanical stuff, let me tell you, and I've probably got some future blogs on it. I've you know, developed my own drop and vibration test jigs, there's, you know, and acoustic jigs and all sorts of things that all sorts of mechanical stuff, machine, automated PCB machine loaders and stuff like that. There's a lot of mechanical aspect to electronics engineering, and don't kid yourself about it. So it's really good getting a degree in mechatronics, because it gives you that sort of, you know, generalist background. Well, hopefully, you know, I'm of the opinion that you don't necessarily learn much, if anything at all, at university, but that's another argument entirely. Anyway, so mechatronics is good, but what you can do to prepare yourself for the real world, and I've said this over and over again, many, you know, in many blogs, I think, is to is to actually get out there and do your own stuff. Don't rely on what you're going to learn in university or what projects you're going to work on there. Do your own stuff. Work on your own projects. Get them published. Make your own blog. Do whatever. But start working, start designing and developing your own projects, or join some open source projects. Go to a hackerspace or something like that and see if you can join in other people's projects in the real world. And, you know, that will teach you, that will prepare you for the real world. Now, when it comes down to, I don't quite fit in, you know, because I don't specialize in anything or something, well, you know, being a generalist is good. I consider myself pretty much a generalist. I'm really good in some areas that I specialize in, but, you know, others I just have, you know, a useful generic knowledge of, and that's real handy. But ultimately, in electronics and or the engineering business, you've ultimately got to specialize in at least a couple of things so that you're more useful than just a general, you know, gopher going about the lab just doing odd jobs. You know, you really have to specialize in something. So I would find something that you like and you think you're pretty good at, be it programming, you know, embedded programming, or be it PCB design, or building mechanical test jigs if you're into mechatronics and you enjoy building robots or something. You know, specialize in electromechanical motor drives, or, you know, it doesn't matter what, but find at least a couple of areas to specialize in. So there you go. I hope that's helped you out. Now, that's the end of the mail bag. I've probably got more, but I can't think of them. Now, I'm actually you may have noticed maybe some slight changes in the videos in the last couple of videos. That's because I was trialing Pinnacle Studio HD software, and I was playing around with that trial, but I don't think I'm going to switch to that. What I'm now going to trial as of this video is ULEAD Video Studio X3. Now, I'm currently using X2, and I didn't know there was an X3, which is a bit silly, but it's been out for a while. So I just downloaded the trial, and it looks really good. So I'm going to switch to Video Studio X3, and it comes with music and stuff like that, so I can actually add music again to my videos, no problem, to the intro and stuff like that. So because I've been using ULEAD Video Studio for many years now. I've done every blog video up until the last couple in it. I've done, travel, you know, all my personal travel videos and stuff like that, and weddings, and I've edited it all in ULEAD Video Studio. I think it's a really easy to use package. So I think I'm just going to upgrade that and not switch. Now, I hope this wireless mic works and should be better than the Rode shotgun mic, the Rode video mic I was using, but it doesn't have a high pass filter on it, but it shouldn't get too much low frequency rumble because it's mounted on me and it's pretty loose. It's not rigidly mounted to the car. And I think I've given up on that tripod, windscreen mount thing, because it just picks up too much vibration. So I've just got my tripod here and it's attached to the dash with some tape, and it sits on the floor and it seems to work quite well. So that's the mailbag and some updates, and I'll catch you next time.